following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Marianne Cushy. It is December 3rd, Friday. The president outlined his five-point strategy plan to handle the coronavirus through the winter. Briefly, it included steps to expand outreach for booster shots for the 110 million Americans who are eligible, a new policy to keep kids in schools, free at-home testing, increasing surge response teams, and accelerate efforts to vaccinate the rest of the world by delivering vaccines to foreign countries. The mask mandate for public transportation has been extended to March 18th. Travel rules are tightening up too, and within the U.S. requiring all inbound international passengers to test for COVID within 24 hours of departure now, not 72. One family we found at San Diego International Airport, they were leaving for India for a few weeks. They gave us their reaction to the sudden shift in requirements. Here's Tony Raval.
We're fully vaccinated. We also have our booster. So, 24 hours seems a little too harsh. We get back in about 20 days from now. So I'm hoping that things will change. But as of right now, the 24 hours seems too short. Unless they're offering free tests and at the airport itself. But where we are going, I don't think they might. So that sounds a little rushed and harsh.
For details on this five-point strategy and the timeline, go to NBC7.com, search COVID plan. As we have been reporting, the Omicron variant is in the U.S. Cases have been confirmed now in Minnesota, New York City, Hawaii, Colorado, L.A. County, and San Francisco. So far, from what's been reported by the various health agencies there, the cases have been mild. In light of the growing number of COVID-19 cases connected to the Omicron variant, the Mexican consulate in San Diego is making a push to vaccinate more Baja California adults through the consulate, which is located in Little Italy. Since early November, the local consulate has actually made a bi-national effort to vaccinate minors. It's now held three events in which Baja California minors are bused to the U.S. for vaccinations. The consulate is hoping to vaccinate 450 minors by the end of the year. But now, the consulate is pushing to get more Baja California adults to get the shot or booster shots on this side of the border. While visitors to the U.S. must have a travel visa and a proper immigration status, there are no appointments necessary and no other immigration-related information is asked. The current vaccine rate in Tijuana is at 80%. That's according to a consulate spokesperson. The vaccines are being provided by the County of San Diego, and they are free of charge. Some great news here with regard to the Winter Games. Kaylee Humphries is now officially an American. And just like that, the U.S. medal hopes in bobsledding at the Beijing Olympics just got much stronger. The reigning world champ in both monobob and women's bobsledding was sworn in as a citizen in San Diego on Thursday, ending her long saga to become an American and have the right to compete for the U.S. at the Olympics. She does not yet have her passport, but that is likely to be little more than a formality. Without the passport, there was almost no chance that the Canadian-born Humphries would have been allowed to slide at the Olympics. Now, here's Sheena with a look at your First Alert weather forecast for this Friday.
Good Friday morning. We finally made it to the weekend, and we could still be dealing with a little bit of fog this morning, but it looks like some of the thicker fog is going to be much farther inland and closer to the foothills, although you still could run into some patchy fog near the coast. We'll be seeing a gradual clearing through the morning, mostly mid to late morning. The afternoon will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s at the coast and around 70 inland. So it's going to be cooler today. For the mountains, we're going to be mostly in the mid-60s this afternoon. Deserts around the mid to low 80s. Into the weekend, we stay cool Saturday. The coast will be in the mid-60s on Saturday. Inland valleys will be around 70. Then on Sunday, we start to warm up again around 70 at the coast. Sunday, mid-70s for the inland valleys on Sunday. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena. Help NBC7 and Telemundo 20 make a difference for a child in need this holiday season as we team up with the U.S. Marines for our Toys for Tots event. The drive-through event is today, December 3rd, this morning from 7 in the morning till 7 p.m. at the Walmart on Murphy Canyon Road. All you got to do is bring a new unwrapped toy, drive up, drop it off, and make a difference in a child's life this holiday season. You can also go to participating the UPS store. Have a great day, everybody. Stay safe. And, of course, download our NBC7 app for the very latest on this new Omicron variant. I'm Marianne Cushy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.